Are we going? I guess we're going. We have some technical difficulties.
What's new?
We are back out of bounds on the 19th hole. See Dizzle on the microphone. My man Jeff over there, the bearded prick on the other side of me.
What's happening?
Trying to get this freaking thing dialed in, man. We're having major, major issues.
If the chairman was here, it'd be different.
Little weekend recap. My buddy Jeff over here was a little tired today. You can tell he worked all weekend. How was your weekend, Jeff?
Well, I mean, you said it. I worked all weekend. I went, dude. Yeah. I'm tired. Yeah. I worked all weekend. I laid out some rock.
Yeah?
Oh, that's driveway action.
I know you told me you ran it. You had a bobcat dropped off Friday. How'd that go, man?
Really don't feel like getting into it, but I mean, if you really want me to, guess I fucking will, man.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Yeah, you know.
What?
Well, you know, I got all this rock, and I'm trying to put it around my pond, right?
Pond and in the driveway. Everything's gravel. Well, up
gravel, driveway. Yeah. Trying to rock this pond. Got this big drainage area that runs down the hill and then goes towards the pond. Kind of V's out as it gets towards the pond and then, you know, goes around the banks of the pond. So the idea was to take the rock. You know, run about 3 feet wide down the hill, bring it out to that V towards the pond.
That sweet V. Wet spot.
That big wet spot. You know what I'm talking about. It gets sloppy in there.
Yeah, get a little sloppy.
It's real sloppy in there. You can put some of the rock down in there. And then gonna put it around the pond,
right? To stop the cattails, and shit like that from growing.
Yeah, make it look a little bit nicer.
That's gonna look nice when that's all done.
Yeah, little did I know.
Yeah.
Even if you have 3 feet of, you know, 3-inch gravel, you can still get a bobcat stuck in a swamp. deep.
I wish
deep,
I was
deep,
there
deep.
To see that.
Look, my
head at.
This isn't my bobcat, okay? This is a rental. So that's all I'm thinking in the back of my head. Oh, I'm so screwed.
I'm going to have to buy this bobcat.
Yeah. Somebody's going to ask me for $40,000 on Monday for this thing. Why? Because not only can I not get it out of the swamp, but by Monday it's going to make its way into the fucking pond. The fish are going to have a new place to hide.
Oh, boy. How'd you let that happen, man? What the fuck?
You know how it is. Get smosh marsh.
Oh, everything. Blaming him again.
In there. A bobcat, and the guy thinks he's He-Man. I mean, he can go anywhere. He can drive anywhere. He can do it. They used to need to destroy part of the yard.
Oh, dude. I can imagine.
I mean,
dude.
This bobcat, you know, and tracks, not tires. But I wanted the tracks.
Yeah.
Just, you know, better grip, better traction.
In case you get stuck or something.
In case you get stuck. So, anyway, we get this bobcat stuck buried all the way to the... basically, on the if you're sitting in the bobcat, the left side of where the track is, you can really only see about the top... A foot of track. God. Yeah,
he
you
went
can't,
deep.
You
he went deep. Did he slide into it? Or did he just...
No, he was just working, man. Just working that gravel. just working that gravel. Wondering why that gravel kept getting higher and higher. Yeah, well, that's why.
He got into some quicksand.
I tried to tell him, it's a fucking swamp over there, man.
Yeah. But you pre-warned him and he still fell for it.
God, I pre-warned him. I told him not to drive on that side. I told him not to drive on that side and everything.
We talked about this earlier and you were fucking so frustrated. God, I had to bring it up again just to piss you off.
So the amount of frustration on my face. And normally I take a lot of things. You know, with a grain of salt. I'm pretty laid back with shit.
Yes, you do.
Man.
That one got you fired up.
All I kept thinking about was that check I was going to have to try to fucking write on Monday. I swear to God. For this bobcat. And not only that, but what else pissed me off is not only am I going to have to pay for this thing, but it's just going to be there.
Yeah.
It's now part of the pond. It's a lawn ornament.
There you go with the fucking phone.
It's a lawn ornament at this point. And
it's something you can swim out to or jump off.
Oh, God.
But you didn't get it unstuck, man. All you had to do was Google it, right? Just YouTube the video how to get this unstuck.
Oh, yeah. Just get you some YouTube videos and, you know, spend your, you know, $300 on some chains.
Yeah.
Because I had, you know, I got plenty of chains.
Yeah. Not that big.
But I don't feel comfortable putting the chains that I have into a bobcat and trying to pull it.
It cuts your fucking hand.
Yeah, I don't need anything snapping coming back and hit me in the face. But luckily, I was going to put Smosh to that test. And he's
going to help his face.
He's going to be the one that's going to do it. And, yeah. Because, the only thing you can do is help his face. Huh. But, you know, another run to
to the depot, gas change.
Oh, man.
We'll get off topic as you're yawning telling that story.
That's just bad, dude. It was bad. Like, it was just bad. Bad news. Bad news all around. We got a lot of stuff done.
Well, that's good.
I'll give it that because we got the Bobcat out.
Yeah.
I'm sure the neighbors are pissed off because we ran that Bobcat till, 1:30 in the morning.
I had to make up time.
And not that my neighbors are close, but through the trees, this Bobcat had huge lights on it, front and back. And, of course, got the gator out there all fucking lit up. Yeah. Everything is lit up like a Christmas tree in there. And where I'm at, and when it's dark, it's dark. And when you turn on some bright lights, it gets bright. It's like a baseball field.
Yeah, it goes a little way.
It's like a baseball field bright, man. And running this Bobcat with tracks. And then hitting a bunch of gravel. So I'm sure they were probably happy and got stuck in the mud.
Surprised they didn't get the cops called up on you in there.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been there a few times. They know where you live.
You know what? I do, but I wasn't playing any loud music. Didn't have any fires going, nothing like that. So.
Wasn't drinking either.
No, I wasn't, because I was too frustrated.
Right, I was too
frustrated. I figured if I'd start drinking, then the frustration, I would take it out on Smosh.
You probably would have. That probably would have been bad.
Well, I did warn him.
You're still fired up. The look he just gave me,
look,
he's still pissed off about this guy getting his thing stuck.
I'm not going to lie to you. On the way to Home Depot, I told Josh, I said, I hope you can breathe in mud. Because I swear to God, if we don't get this thing out, I'm smashing your fucking face in this mud and burying you in that shit. You and that Bobcat, you're going to be in that pond together.
Yeah.
Right? I said, I'm not calling your folks. I'm just going to let them know I don't know what happened.
We'll end up seeing Jeff on Netflix.
I swear to God, dude. I swear to God. I walked away and I said, you know what? If I don't walk away from this Bobcat that's halfway sunk, I swear, I'm going to do something real bad to you, buddy.
Do you think you would have got it stuck at all?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I would have. I also wouldn't have been as aggressive.
He got a little happy feet with the thing.
It gets a little more aggressive with the Bobcat than I get.
Gotcha.
Take
your time.
I'm a little more patient, a little more, okay, I don't want to fuck anything up.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. I mean, he dumps some rocks, sets it up 3 feet. I mean, imagine this. You're ground level, you're adding 3 feet of rock, and then I'm just going to start driving over top of it. Well, you're driving over top of a swamp that you just put 3 feet of rock on. Yeah.
It took all that fucking rock. Jesus.
It took all of it. All the rock that I had up, six loads of rock.
That's crazy.
And all it did was come down the hill into that V. That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry you had a bad weekend, but my weekend wasn't too bad.
Was it a bad weekend? Well, you didn't make it a bad weekend. No,
I mean, you're still frustrated today.
Well, I'm a little frustrated about it, but I mean, it was eventful.
It was eventful?
I like eventful.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I like eventful. So, not everything can go perfect, and
true.
You overcome.
I'm glad you just didn't do anything in Smash Mosh, because you would regretted it. By next week.
Maybe next week when I needed some electric work done.
Damn it, I shouldn't have killed him.
Shit.
And I had to call his brother.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was my weekend. What about you, buddy?
Same old, man. I did have something happen, man, in this place at this Mexican restaurant that really fucking chapped my ass. Taco place in Milford, highfalutin.
Right? I'm sorry, can you say that correctly when you say Milford?
Milford,
thank you.
So it's a higher class of living. We're at the taco place.
It's got one of those things right? over there.
At the Mexican place. This fucking lady walks in holding her fucking Pomeranian. I was shocked. I've never seen that before. And it's like it was normal. And I gave her a fucking asshole look like, bitch, why are you bringing a dog into a Mexican restaurant, right? And she must have took it the wrong way, because as she's walking by, she said, I seen the way you were looking. Did you want to pet my dog? I was like, no, it's not. No, I'm not petting your dog. And my wife took offense, and I could see it in her face. She was like, I'll pet him. I wanted to pet him. Come on, man. What are we doing here?
We're petting.
We're bringing fucking Pomeranians into the fucking Mexican restaurant.
We're petting dogs at the taco spot.
And she said, give me a table for three. And it was her and another lady and a dog. Dude.
Shut up. I mean, was this a service dog?
No. Wasn't no fucking service dog. She was carrying it like it was a baby. I was shocked, dude. I don't know. Have you guys out there is this something that's normal now that you bring your dogs to the restaurant?
I mean,
I'm going on a rant about this because I was kind of pissed. Oh, because you pay. I mean, say I had a dog allergy, or say, Pomeranian's hair, they fucking fall out. It's not like it's a non-shedding dog.
Right.
Am I wrong for thinking that this is fucking weird.
I don't know. Do you feel like you're wrong?
No, not okay. at all. I think it's horseshit because I've never seen it other than one time in at Applebee's. I seen a blind guy with his goddamn service dog at the bar.
Well, that makes sense.
And it said service dog, and you could tell he was fucking blind.
Here's
you
know the question I mean? I have.
That did not bother me.
Here's the question I have about that.
What?
He was at the bar with the service dog. Was the service dog drinking with him?
No, it was sitting there.
Oh, okay.
It was just sitting.
Like, do you think the service dog can get a DUI if it leads you down the road? After it's been drinking at the bar with its owner.
Sir, why are you walking in circles? Dog ain't taking shit, I guess.
My dog, man. It's my dog. Sir, have you been drinking? No, but my dog has. Yeah.
That's hilarious. That is fucking funny.
So really, like, I don't know. I have a thing with if you're going to bring a dog into a restaurant, that doesn't make much sense to me. Now, if it's like one of those outdoor patios where everybody's kind of hanging out,
I can see that, or let
no
you
big
know,
deal. I know you have
know
a problem.
Pet friendly.
I know you have a problem with the dogs walking around Lowe's and Home
Depot. I don't like it. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because I'm a dog. I've had dogs. You know, we love animals, but I've been bit by a couple dogs for no goddamn reason.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not. I don't. You know, I don't trust everybody else's dog. I know. I trust my dog.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Lowe's. You're checking out your.
But
wood.
I don't know who's fucking. You know.
You don't know if that dog's
peanut butter on somebody's that you know. You don't know what's really going
You don't know
on.
If that dog's checking out your wood while you're checking out wood.
Exactly. And I don't like dogs in Lowe's.
Okay. So, but what if it was a service dog?
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. We're good with that.
Yeah.
It's just random dogs walking around. Like, why?
Do you? So you agree or disagree?
I agree. Like, you know, I take my dog for a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. And I did it last weekend. I told you about it. Me and Smosh were working at the house. Fuck, the dog wouldn't get out of our butt. Ready to go down to Home Depot. He wanted a ride.
Yeah.
And he stayed in the truck.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do.
He stayed in the truck.
Yeah.
And I mean, I may have left the windows up to try to get rid of him, but he was still there when
he
I came out.
Going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. I did have the window open so he could hang his fat head out. I was kind of concerned he was going to try to get out of the window, but I still didn't bring him in.
Don't Even though up. You could have, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And can you imagine you walking that big bastard in there?
No.
For one thing, how many people would be scared, but how many people would be drawn to it?
I know. That's my issue with it.
You guys don't understand him. You've never seen his dog. He is a beautiful.
They would all be about trying to look at this dog, trying to see this dog, trying to touch him and shit.
Mastiff, right?
He'd be pissing all over the place.
Mastiff?
Yeah.
All black, almost smoke gray with blue eyes. He's beautiful, and he's about 200 pounds.
God.
He looks like a fucking panther. To me, he reminds me of like a panther.
He does. He's such an idiot, dude. He's such an idiot. Look, we parked that bobcat last night. We finally got done. Yesterday. And keep in mind, I get this bobcat dropped off 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had the store open, but I left at about 11 o'clock. I'm closing it up. I got shit to do. And parked this bobcat last night. This dog from across the yard. I'm talking, it's not 20 or 30 feet, man. He's 400 feet away from this bobcat. And he thinks it's looking at him. And I mean, he looks over at this thing, leans a little bit to the right. Around the tree, it starts going ape shit, barking at this fucking bobcat.
Oh,
and he been barking at because Josh been messing with him all day.
Gotcha.
Been messing with him all day with the bucket on the bobcat. So he's been going nuts. He kept trying to chew the rocks as they came falling out the front, which
that
is
doesn't surprise me.
This you got to be an idiot. You got to be an idiot. It's a full bucket full of 3-inch rocks that's coming out.
Yeah.
And he's down there trying to eat the rocks as they're coming out, getting hit in the face and everything like it doesn't matter. I'm like, you got to be an idiot.
But anyway, you don't bring him into Home Depot.
No.
You definitely wouldn't bring him into fucking Butterbeats.
No, absolutely not.
Even just say he was a lap dog.
He is a lap dog, but I wouldn't.
So, like I said, we're sitting at Butterbeats like we do.
No.
And say you seen a lady bringing a fucking dog.
No, that's
You'd
just.
Be like, what the fuck?
It's
right?
just weird.
Yeah.
That's weird to me. That's weird to me.
I hope everybody agrees. To me, if that's like some kind of trend that we're getting on, I ain't a fan of that.
I think it's more of a, I hate to put it in a little box, but it kind of is. It's kind of like a female trend.
And now, if I would have probably said something to this, she kind of looked like a Nancy, too, by the way.
Yeah.
She probably would have said that this is my comfort dog.
Yeah, probably.
Or something probably. Stupid like that.
Your lady's never said she wants a little tiny little dog to tote around?
We kind of had one, and he died.
I'm sorry. That's
the one that just passed away, but I appreciate that, man. Way to step on my fucking heart even more.
No wonder why you're so... Now I know why you're so pissed she showed up. This is, now I get it. I get it.
No, I would have never brought that dog to a fucking restaurant.
No, but you know what? It just made you more upset.
Anyway, any comments on that? Agree or disagree with me? I think it's not something that I want to fucking have.
Come on, let's be real. Let's be real.
Yeah.
It pissed you off more because your dog's gone.
Now, if my dog was still alive, I would have been like, what the fuck are you doing bringing my dog in here?
Has your old lady ever said anything to you like, I want one of those little dogs to tote around in a little fucking doggy purse?
No.
No?
My wife's not that kind of wife.
No, I wouldn't.
Now, I do know what next dog that she wants, so it's going to be a one of them flu dogs, the fucking miniature poodle brown poodle thing.
The little thing? A little tiny thing?
Yeah.
Is she going to get a little case for it?
She probably will, anyway.
So, not only are you mad that this lady brought the dog in, not only did it remind you of your dog, but now you're also you're also thinking in the back of your mind, I'm going to have to come into a restaurant with my wife and our dog in a suitcase.
That's never going to happen. I would never do that.
Because I'm going to tell you this now.
I hope most people that are listening to this would agree with me.
Look, that's I swear to you, my old lady would do that. She would so do that.
I believe that.
She wants me to get a tiny friend for Enzo. And I keep trying to explain.
Would hurt a tiny dog.
I keep trying to explain to all these girls because I got a house full of girls, okay? Yeah. I try to explain to them, look, you guys cry randomly. Randomly for no reason. If we bring this little dog around, Enzo's going to eat that dog. And then not only will you cry randomly, but you'll cry purposely because there's a good reason because he just ate the dog.
You don't want to see that.
I don't want to see it. I don't really. I don't mind. I just don't want to deal with the crying.
Get your little Tupper dog, like a French bulldog or something like that. Has a little backbone to him.
Yeah, a little backbone to him. While he's
he can get his backbone broke.
While he's getting toted around in a fucking suitcase.
I'll tell you, man. We having bulldogs. We had a bulldog, and we also had a pug puppy.
Yeah.
And I did have to rush the pug puppy to the fucking vet because the bulldog was playing with him and broke his fucking nose on accident.
Yeah, dude. On accident.
Yeah, stepped on him accident. Or whatever it was. I don't remember what it was, but they were playing friendly, and all of a sudden, man, oh, it was bad.
I'm telling you, my folks have this like wolf dog mixed mutt thing, okay?
Yeah.
And he can't stand my dog.
Huh.
And he can't stand my dog for one reason, simply, that's it. Because Enzo likes to put paws on people and on animals.
Heavy paws.
And they're heavy. It's like a head getting thumped up against you.
Yeah.
And this other dog does not like it at all.
I don't understand why.
Big old boom.
Yeah. It's like getting hit with a sledgehammer.
But the funny part is he's laying on the ground while he's doing it. He's laying on the ground trying to play. This other dog hated it, man. Couldn't stand it. So that's all I can think of is.
Well, you had a very exciting weekend, man. Like I said, I had that Mexican restaurant episode. I did get the privilege of getting hired by Gary as a servant for the day to help his family.
The chairman hired?
The chairman. Yeah, my bad. The other Gary.
The other Gary.
Yeah. He was living it up, man, as I was working like a dog. Sweating. He was laying on the couch watching golf. Seen him scratching his underparts a couple times.
Did he ever come in to check on you?
He tried to talk to me, but you know, when you're working, and I was trying to get done because I was trying to get nine in still.
You were trying to get nine holes in.
I was. So I was working. I kind of didn't really communicate too much with him, just other than, hey leave me alone here. Yeah. I got, you know,
look,
I got shit to do.
You know, help. You can move this furniture out of my way.
They had it. I'll tell you what, man. I've never seen this before going to a job.
Yeah.
And this is for his daughter.
Yeah.
And Cody, you know, it's.
Yeah.
I get there and they had. They had step ladders in every, like in the one accent wall room and then in the bathroom.
Preset for you?
Just there. Just pre-laddered.
Like ready to go?
Pre-laddered up. I've never seen
it. Did they drop everything out for you?
No, they didn't do that.
Okay. Well,
which we should understand. We probably don't have drop calls, but whatever. But I had never seen that before and I was actually impressed. Now, I didn't use them because, you know, I like my light fat guy. wide stepper.
I like my wide base steppers.
My wide base stepper, a little two stepper game. Gets me where I need to go.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man, I almost got stuck in this little bathroom painting.
Oh, God.
I kept telling myself, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck in here. And I took a break, went out there, smoked me a cig, a little heater.
Look.
Went back in, knocked it out in no time. I was probably in it out in an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever. But shout out to the chairman for looking out for your boy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Some golf rounds.
And here's the main question to anybody that's out there. Have you ever got stuck in a bathroom when you're painting? Because, I mean, I have.
If you're a painter.
You don't even have to be a painter.
Well,
you can just be a normal person painting. And for some odd reason, you cannot get out of this.
You get stuck in bathrooms painting.
It's four by eight room. Yeah. I've been in here
for
three hours and I cannot get out.
It can be tough, dude. It can be tough. It was tight, man. It was a little happy.
Yeah. Those are the tough ones.
Yeah.
Those are the tough ones.
Because, you know, I'm wide and I couldn't, you just can't turn and, you know, go. And
knowing the chairman.
Cutting in the toilet and cutting in the toilet base and everything is never fun. I don't give a fuck how clean the toilet is.
Not cutting the toilet bases. I don't like doing the mirrors or the sinks or the lights.
Yeah.
You know, it's just annoying. It's just annoying me. That they're all on the same wall. If they were on different walls, I'd probably be okay with it.
Very true.
But it's on the same wall. So there's not a whole lot going on here. So did you have to pay rent on those steps that they had pre-set up for you?
No.
Do you think the chairman was setting that up for you?
I'll tell you what his daughter did. Not only did I get a payment.
Oh.
Which was, you know, fun. She put me in, I guess they told him that I love this. The Sunkissed Pineapple Drink Mix.
Okay.
There was 5 boxes of this for me also.
Holy smokes.
I was shocked. I said, fuck, I should have did this for free.
You should have. But if they're going to give you $5.
I golf a lot with this money. And my wife can't dance. So I took the money and ran.
Thanks for the 9 holes, Chairman.
Thanks for the 9 holes, Chairman.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Well,
I did play 9 holes, and I played like dog shit.
About like league last week.
Man, everything's off the toe. I got to get something figured out, man. It's all mental. It really is.
Not to mention, we do owe Chairman Tendy.
Pay that man his money.
Hold on. Do we have that? I think we do. Maybe.
He beats me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
We will pay that man his money. We did play with the chairman on Thursday, and he did beat us both. And I can understand why, because he put his partner, Vinny the Pooh, up to pissing his
mouth off.
Vinny the Pooh.
I'm telling you what, man, you were angry after the first hole.
The first hole, he come up and said his pricky ass comment, and I knew it was fucking coming, and I tried to be fucking prepared, and it still went right through me, dude. I'm telling you, as soon as he said what he said, I was a West Sider again. Dude. I was ready to fucking hook this motherfucker in the head with his 3-wood.
Here's the deal.
I hit his head off the toe of the club also, but it's going to hurt.
I told him.
God. He could get under my skin.
Look,
man.
You were ready for that. You were so.
I knew it was coming.
See,
I tried to prepare myself.
That's the thing.
Now, this guy will try to piss you off.
That's what you think.
Early in the round, and try to get underneath your skin, and he's fucking damn good at it. And nobody really likes the guy.
That's not true. That's not true. I don't have a problem with the guy at all. I mean, what's the deal? Like, look, we're on the first hole.
Yeah.
And you're already thinking in your head that you know that this guy's going to say something to you.
And he did.
And you were just waiting.
He did, too.
If he would have taken a breath in the wrong direction.
Actually, it all kind of started before we even went out there.
Come on, man.
Because he was like, hey, Chris, where the fuck is Jeff at? You wasn't there for that. And I said, he's standing in line trying to get some fucking beers, dude. It's a long line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. No, you
that
were
prepared. Started right
no,
there.
No.
Yeah, because I was trying to have your back.
Oh, here you go. Here you fucking go. You're going to try to blame it on me?
You.
You're not going to blame it on me. There's no way. No way you're going to blame that shit on me. You had it out before we even started. Before we started. And
I would never go up with this guy if the chairman wasn't playing with me. And you know what?
It's a league. We have to golf.
We'll have to do it one time. Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Come on.
It's bad.
Dude. It wasn't that hateful. It wasn't that hateful.
No. It's pricky is what it is, dude. I'd rather you fucking come and call me a fucking bitch or cocksucker
rather than
make your smart ass, pricky ass comments,
fucking
dude.
You're killing me.
Fuck. Dane wants to buy beers afterwards.
Maybe he felt bad for whooping your ass.
That's why Gary left. That's why the chairman
you
left.
You want to say that's why the chairman left. That ain't why the chairman. The chairman always leaves after golf. He leaves
because he don't necessarily like the guy that does the bar and everything.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
Whatever.
But it was, I'll tell you what, it was fun. I had a good time
Thursday, and we'll get into that topic. This is one of the topics we're talking about, Deer Track League. We had a handicap round last week.
Oh, come on.
And we both played like we were handicapped. Good God, man. We are not in good shape on this.
Not in good shape,
we're
man.
Not
it's
looking
bad.
Good.
I feel like I need new clubs.
I feel like I need new shoes.
Well, I got the new shoes.
You did
those
get brand
work.
New shoes. You did.
So I think I need new clubs. If anybody Crispy. Has a recommendation for me to retire these clubs, I mean, these are pretty old.
How old do you think them are? From like 96?
They're not from 96.
Where are they from?
They came out in 2003.
Okay. My bad.
Came out in 03.
I didn't know they were that old, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think they would help you because you actually hit a couple good
Is
balls,
there right? any recommendations that anybody can give me? Because I try not to take C. Dizzle's recommendations.
You have your own recommendation, and you know what you want. So don't act like you don't know.
I know what I want. I know I want to go get fitted for some PXGs.
Period.
But I don't want to pay that price.
You don't want PXG money. You don't want to pay PXG money.
I don't have PXG money. Huh. I need, maybe the chairman could give me a PXG money loan.
Ooh.
Do you think he'd
I'm
rent
sure
them?
He knows somebody there.
Do you think he'd rent them to me?
Nah, I don't know about renting.
No, you don't think so? What if he bought them for me?
Yeah,
and then you rented
put on it
them
like a payment plan.
Yeah, per round, per round. I would have to pay him
$25 a round. I'll give you to use these until I'm paid off.
Yeah, until then. But my thing is,
I can tell you now, he is not going to do that.
If I don't play well with him, I don't want to rent him anymore.
Ooh,
so, do you think
is
I can talk?
Return policy is what you're.
I don't want a return policy. I want a different set.
Ooh.
I didn't play well with these.
I think you're. You might have just got to get fitted, bud. You do, man.
Maybe
we're hitting the ball pretty
Maybe
decent.
PXG isn't the way to go. Anybody have any recommendations out there? New clubs. I mean, anything on the hot list? In 24 hot list or hot irons? I mean, I know TaylorMade makes some great irons.
What about that driver you want?
That burner? I can't find it ever. I go to Dick's all the time. I can never find
You're
it.
You
don't ever
have it. Dick's. You probably have to order it.
I have to order it, but I don't want to order it and have the wrong shaft and the wrong loft. I don't want
to
do
it.
All that.
You need to be fitted for it.
I don't want to do all that. So I was thinking about getting
speed.
I was thinking about getting fitted for these PXGs because they've got a mobile fitting truck.
Ooh,
now, how fucking cool would that be?
How cool are you going to look when PXG pulls up to Deer Track driving range?
Pulls up to Deer Track driving range and says, I'm looking for Mr. Miller.
Ooh, my God.
Mr. Miller.
Will he have a megaphone? Mr. Miller.
He better have a fucking megaphone. He better come in with the megaphone. That's how I want him to come in. I want him to be pulling in, blasting that fucking horn.
Yeah, with a little Dr. Dre playing in the music.
Little Dr. Dre in the background.
I love it. I'm in. I want to see this.
Because they do have these mobile fittings now. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's a good idea. It's not everybody wants to hit in this simulator. I think I would rather be fitted on a driving range in this simulator.
Yes, I think I would too. But I mean, do you still get the same type of data?
Well, why wouldn't you, dude? Just like if we took your TrackMan to the driving range, it would have the same, not your TrackMan, but the Bushnell.
Yeah.
It would have the same numbers.
I guess. But what if it's raining?
Reschedule.
That's a good idea. It's a good idea. You're right.
They got them covered driving ranges now.
They do have those covered driving ranges. I wonder if you could go to like the World of Golf out there in Florence.
Florence.
Or what's the one up there in Sharonville or whatever? Is it Sharonville? Not Sharonville, but Coleraine. What the
off
fuck?
Galaxy?
No. Off of what the hell? Over there where the Roosters and the Hooters is.
Route 4.
Yeah.
I know where you're talking about.
What is
about
that?
Miles of Golf.
I think they do fittings and shit there.
They probably
too.
Do, but maybe not for PXG. They got their own shit, dude. Guaranteed that.
Period.
Yeah.
You ain't That's really the only reason that I want the clubs because the guy says period at the end and I like
Made
that.
In America.
Period.
I like PXG. I would love it just because of that guy also.
Period. You know what I mean?
That's where I'm. I just
period.
Have the money for him.
Period. That's the GoDaddy guy.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
You remember Danica Patrick in the GoDaddy commercials? That's him.
Yeah.
He's the GoDaddy guy. He stole a bunch of people from like Callaway and TaylorMade to make those clubs. Now he makes the best clubs in the world.
Period. Speaking of golf, man, we got the fucking chin juice leaking all over golf courses again, dude.
Chin juice. I like that.
Dude, I like he just that. Lets it drip. Now it is covered. He
did good. He's back with that beard.
He's got more. He's got more and more hair on that beard this week.
It's looking good.
Scotty motherfucking Scheffler, dude. He's unstoppable.
Dude's on fire.
He is on fire, and along with Nelly Korda.
Oh yeah, she's on fire.
She just won the Chevron Championship, fifth straight, their second major.
Yeah,
and she is not looking back at anything, dude.
No, she's won five straight events.
Five straight.
Five events. Straight events.
Yeah, this was a major that she won.
I mean, and not just five events that she chose to play. I'm talking the five last events. Yeah. So these were the last events that were on the LPGA schedule.
Yes.
And she went to the last five and tore them up.
Tore them up.
Dude. Tore them up.
It's fucking, what her and Scotty's doing right now is fucking unthinkable, dude.
It's like, unreal.
It is unreal, and I'm glad they're both Americans, dude. I love it.
Here you go with that. Here you go with that. Well, you can't stand anybody now, else.
Nothing against anything.
You can't stand anybody else winning.
I'm going to be honest with you. With women's golf, it's always,
you do,
it's
yeah.
always the Asians yep. that win. Dude.
There's a lot of Asians.
Nothing against Asians.
No, but a lot of times they win. They have been.
Well, they're like programmed. They grow up a lot different than we do over here.
Well, they put them in golf when they're little kids, and that's all they do.
Golf school. You know what I mean? You go to school and play golf.
It's like Russian Olympics.
And you know what? You brought up something last week, Jeff, and I want to dig into.
Dig
with
in.
With that, we need a golf powerhouse like high school.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
I really think
like
it would be
powerhouse. Like we have you have your football around here, which is your Molars, your Xaviers,
yeah, your Elders,
and they're mostly Catholic, whatever. Yeah. But you still have your Colerains.
I was thinking about doing it out there in New Richmond.
Why can't we turn
my barn and that property into a skill zone?
Into a skill zone for a local high school or something like
and
that.
And bring
and
over
build to, a fucking powerhouse. Now,
bring over that
about
high school
overnight or 1 year.
No.
This is going to take probably, I would say, a 3 to 4 year process to build.
Well, you're probably going to take 5 years to get people to notice.
Okay.
Well, you take 5 years to get people to notice. Probably take you 10 years to turn it into something.
Great idea.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Because I'm going to tell you this now. I remember when I was a kid and I played a lot of different sports, okay? And I was decent at different things.
Yes, okay.
There wasn't really anything I was super great at compared to the other things.
I'm right there with you with everything. Now,
but what I remember was what my old man told me. Hey, you're never going to be big enough to play basketball. So it's fun.
Yeah.
You can play it, whatever. My old man won 2 state championships when he was in high school. But he flat out told me. He says, look, you're never going to be tall enough to, you know, play beyond
high school.
Play beyond high school. You're never going to get big enough for it. Baseball, yes. But the only problem you have with baseball is there's, you know, back then at least, everybody played baseball.
It's the hardest sport to make.
Everybody played baseball.
It's really, it's tough.
So you know what he did? He looked at me and he said, easiest thing to get a scholarship at is to play golf. You play golf.
I've tried to talk my nephew into the same thing.
Because I still feel it is still that. I still think on a collegiate level, the easiest thing to move on to the next level to get a scholarship for, to get your education paid for, is probably that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you see the different body styles. It's not how you're built or what you look like or how tall you are or how wide of a base, even though wide base is important.
Wide base is important.
It is important, but it is not as important as in, you know, other sports.
And I don't think there's that, you know, you probably have some powerhouses out in California that are golf high school powerhouses. Okay, congratulations. But I don't really know of one that is in the Midwest in the Midwest. Why not in the Midwest? Why? Because we have to take time off to play.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get them out in California. You're going to get them down south. You get them in Florida, in the Carolinas. You'll get those places, but I don't know of any that are around here. I would love to try to do something like that.
I think it's a great idea.
For a school.
Because, I mean, golf around here is fucking huge. And the competition around here is big. I mean,
you got
great golf courses around here.
And I'll be honest with you, there's good competition around here.
I mean, speaking of that, we're going to segue into this 15-year-old Miles Russell.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Shot a 66 on the Corn Ferry.
Yep.
Finished 20th. But he's exempted into next week's...
whatever the next Corn Ferry is, right?
Yeah, whatever the next Corn Ferry thing is.
Is he exempted?
He's the youngest ever.
Yes.
To make the cut for Corn Ferry or the PGA Tour.
Yes, and he finished in the top 25.
He's a lefty, too.
Is he a lefty? I didn't realize that. But this kid's 15 years old.
He looks 15, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could segue into this high school thing we're talking about. This kid's 15 years old.
Dude. He's 15.
And I had a little cousin down there. He lived in Florida. I'd never seen a guy golf like this, and he was built just like this. But golf was kind of pushed down his throat a little too much.
Can be.
He, you know, he lived down in the, you know, retirement zone.
That's what
he
they
got
do.
Bored. He got done with it. Now he wishes he didn't, but he reminds me a lot of this kid.
Yeah.
And shot out, man. Shout out to Russell, Miles Russell, 15 damn years old.
I mean, nobody's done it on the professional level at that age. I think they said like 40 years, I think is what they said. Nobody's finished in the top 25, okay?
No, he's the youngest player to finish inside the top 20.
Okay.
That go back from the records that go back to 83.
Okay, so 40 years, 41 years. Since they kept records, you're the youngest. Not only that, I think he was the youngest to get to the Corn Ferry Tour. And what's crazy about that is what I didn't know is that Tony Finau has a younger brother named Gipper Finau. And Gipper Finau holds the record for the Corn Ferry Tour for being the youngest to make it on the Corn Ferry Tour back in 2006. And in 2006, Gipper Finau was 16.
Where the hell's he at now?
I don't know. I don't.
That's interesting because I did not know that.
Yeah. Nickname's Gipper. I think his first name's like John or something.
That's a good nickname.
Isn't it though? Gipper?
Gipper.
That was a great nickname. But what I didn't know is that he made the Corn Ferry Tour at the youngest age at 16 in 2006.
I mean, this kid is 15 years old. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Well, fucking think about it.
Wow.
You know, I hope he doesn't get tired of the game. I hope it continues on for him. Because a lot of times when you're that young,
yes,
and you're that good, you can get burnt out.
You get burnt out, especially his age.
You can get burnt out.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't happen. I hope he can balance not too much golf and still be young in life.
He needs to have good parents for that.
And have a good time.
Some kind of mentor.
Have a good time. You have to say, okay, let's not play these couple turns. Let's go on vacation, man.
Yeah.
You're 15. It's spring break. Have good times with your friends. Go hang out with them. I mean, get into a little bit of trouble.
Shoots a 66.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope he continues. I hope he continues.
I do, too. And, you know, we talked a lot about Tiger Woods' son, but okay.
Yeah.
This kid's like, whatever.
Yeah,
Miles Russell, man. He's going to be famous, I hope.
I hope he continues it.
Hope he makes it to the fucking PGA as the youngest ever.
It'd be kind of cool. I always worry when people are this young and do so well. It's almost as if you've peaked when you're 15 or 16.
AKA almost kind of like Speech Hack.
No.
He peaked a little bit, dude. Nah.
Now, when I say
that peaked. That was your pick this week.
And when I say peaked, what I mean is you did something when you were 15, 16, 17, and then now you're nowhere to be found. That's what I mean.
I get it. Okay. You can kind of just disappear in life there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like, what's his name that signed with Liv?
We're both talking about the same guy.
Kim. Is it Kim?
Anthony Kim.
Anthony Kim. Yeah. Anthony Kim. Kind of like that. Where you just kind of disappear.
You show back up and it looks like you've done way too much cocaine.
Yeah.
God damn.
Woo. That guy schnozzes sideways. Sideways. Sideways.
He went up on that one nostril too many times.
Needed to be boofing that shit.
Shout out to this kid, man. I love to see it.
Yeah, congratulations. Congrats.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations. 15 years old. You're a lefty.
Yeah.
Get some, young man. Get some.
And the one thing I do want to point out is I think when the fall comes, we should really talk about some high school golf. Because that's what it is. I think we should keep an eye on that stuff.
I mean, I'll have stats from Kings. I'll be watching my nephew play this year. He's varsity this year.
Yeah, well, I think we should keep an eye on a bunch of it and see who's doing what and where. I think it'd be a good thing to do.
I agree.
Because you got to give a shout out to these younger people that are playing this game, because even us as older people, we know how frustrating this game can be.
Yeah.
Imagine it as a kid, you know, and it's frustrating.
I feel like as a kid, you play a little more free, though, man. Honestly, you don't got nearly as many responsibilities.
You don't need to. It's not about that.
I mean, you played competent, you know.
If you're good.
I didn't play in high
school. If you're good and you don't play well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as when you get older. So shout out to those kids that are 14, 15, 16 years old that are able to deal with it, that are able to progress through maybe having a couple bad rounds and still having the confidence to come back and do it. And they need to. They need to find a way. Like I said, we have horrible rounds that get under our skin.
Oh, they stay there for a couple weeks, dude.
Yeah.
They stay there.
Think about this. This kid's 15 years old. He just finished in the top 25. Corn Ferry Tour.
Some good things going on in golf. Good for him. Good for him. Kelly Porter winning her ass off. Sweet chin. Scotty Scheffler's unbeatable, dude. I thought he was going to take this week off, but not. He showed up, pulled that big stick out.
And said, no, I didn't think he was going to because of RBC. Another
one here. And this was it's a tough golf course. Yeah. You got to move the ball from different directions.
Not real tough for these guys at that one. When you're coming in.
Let's just say it's a little tot.
If your winner's coming in and he's, 19, 20 under. You had some
That has something to do with the wind. And
you had good playing conditions.
I agree with that.
Shout out to my main man, Billy Boats.
Talk to me about Billy Boats. Now, I knew they had another championship going on in Mexico.
Yes.
In Mexico?
Yes.
Or Mexico.
Yet another PGA championship. Yet another PGA tournament in Mexico. And, it's for the guys who didn't qualify for RBC because if you don't already know, the RBC is a qualification tournament. You do have to qualify to be able to play in the RBC, and you have to qualify with, either your finishes or your wins or whatever. But, at this point, RBC is pretty much an elevated event, even though it's really not. But it should be.
There's a lot of money.
There is.
There's a lot of money.
There's a lot of money, and the purse is nice, but... Shout out to Billy Boats, Billy Horschel.
Yes, sir.
Love this guy. Always have.
I always have too.
To me, his personality and his demeanor about golf is kind of like your average person. When we play well one week, we play bad the next week, and we're wondering why. Why did we do this? Why? How the hell did we play this bad?
Yeah.
This week, when we we shot 2 over last week, and now we're coming in and we're shooting 15 over this week. Doesn't make any sense. And to me, Billy Boats is more of our kind of people because of that. You go back to a couple years ago, he wins the Memorial. I was there for it, watched it. He comes back to defend his title the next year. Guess what he shoots? 84.
I ain't getting it done.
The first round.
Whoa.
He shot an 84. And he's sitting there and they're interviewing him. He's the defending champ of this tournament. And they interview him, and he comes to tears because he doesn't understand why. Doesn't understand why he can win the year before and then comes back and shoots an 84.
I'm not going to cry about that, though. Come on.
No, man. But it's not crying because you're all kind of sad about yourself and this and that. You're more wondering, why? Why? How can I win?
Fucking hard.
How can I win last year, but I come back? But no, I think that's more of a normal person.
Speaking of that.
To where you're up and down.
Brian Harman he's taking a little flack because of his painful interview. He was pissed that he had a round killing double bogey, right?
I saw that interview. Wasn't that
bad? And
he
was just like, he didn't want to talk. And that just showed a more down to earth approach. Like, look, I just shot bad. I don't want to talk about it.
No, did you hear what the interviewer asked him?
What did he ask him?
Can you go through the last hole with us? That's exactly what they said. You know what his answer was?
That's a dumb question.
You know what his answer was? He goes like this. No.
No. He gone. Why would he want to talk about it?
He gets up and walks away.
That's a dumb question.
Dumb question.
Huh?
It was a dumb question.
Yeah.
But it shows you that they're normal people, man.
Normal people with just a lot more money.
Well, a lot more money, a lot more time to play golf.
There it is right there. Yeah, it's his job.
If I went out to a golf course every single day and played, it'd be different.
Yeah, maybe. Or we just get drunk every day.
Yeah, you'd like to think it'd be different.
Good things going on in golf. Shout out to the chin, to Nelly Korda. We need to come up with a nickname for her.
Nelly Lights Out Korda.
Billy Boats.
Billy Boats did it. Congrats for him.
All kind of good shit going on.
I will tell you this, though, that upsets me about Nelly Korda. Not playing next week.
Take the week off. Like you said, you want to have a little fun. She might want to go on vacation. You don't want to get burnt out.
She's a professional, though.
She's young as fuck.
She's a professional.
She's young, though.
She's a professional.
I get it, but she's young.
But she could go 6 in a row.
If you had a chance, you might as well go for it. And I agree with you.
I think so. I think you keep going for it until you don't. Then you take your couple weeks off. But who am I?
You got the Reds action. What do you think of this fucking team, bud, as we're watching it?
Same thing I always think.
2 sweeps in a row. We did have our freaking good pitcher, Frankie Montas, injured. Man, he got hit right on the fucking arm with a ball.
Yeah, but did they say if he was out? I mean,
he's just on the injured list, man. That's all they're saying at this point. This team's playing good. And they always look like they're having fun. And they're one of the funnest teams in baseball right now, man. I don't give a shit if they lose or whatever. They look like they're having fun. And I think until they get a new manager, you're not going to fucking like them. But what I tell you today, man, we got to go down and watch these Reds. That's exactly what I told you today.
It'd be good to go see them.
So let's go see these Reds, man.
It'd be cool if they let us do a podcast of the bleachers.
That would be cool.
You think we can get away with that? Probably not.
You know. Don't you have, who do you have connections to him anymore?
Who?
To the general manager.
I don't like him. He don't like me.
Oh, he don't like that. Doesn't surprise me.
Fuck you. Nick Kroll's a weirdo.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that because you have interacted with him and I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, so he is.
I trust your word on that one.
Yeah. They put him on a 15-day deal.
Did they?
Yeah, put him on a 15-day deal and looks like they called up Casey Ligamina.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, whoever that is. So they put him on
a prospect we got.
15-day deal.
Who? He was just talking about.
No.
Last week he was talking about
it. I him. Didn't talk about him.
Yeah, okay. My, well. My bad. I could have swore you did.
That must have been you and the chairman.
Nah, chairman. I don't talk baseball with the chairman.
You don't talk baseball with chairman?
No, it's just golf. Or it's, you know.
Start talking baseball.
Higher with living things that I act like I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you just got to go along with?
Just so he can fit in.
Yes, yeah, so let's bring our dogs and suitcases to the next restaurant.
Full zip zap.
With our vests.
And, you know. Expensive watches and it's just
pinkies up when you drink.
And sometimes I just shake my head or I'm like, yeah.
He'll take you to a place.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. He'll take you to a place that has
rubies. Yeah,
three spoons. And you're like, why is there three spoons?
With a salad fork.
Why is there three forks?
Salad fork.
I don't understand. This doesn't make sense. I get it.
Yeah, you just kind of got to go along with them.
I get it. Well, chairman, if you're out there, Chris is willing to talk baseball with you.
Baseball, wide base wrestling.
Wide base wrestling. I'm not real familiar with
Chairman's
that.
Chairman's big into the wrestling. He's got a boy.
Wait a minute.
You got a boy that wrestles for.
Hold on. Hold on. What is wide base wrestling?
You gotta get him wide base, man. Got to get wide and low, man. Isn't
that just, is that just normal wrestling?
It's takedown defense, man. Get wide. Get low and wide.
You called it wide base wrestling, though.
Everything down below has got to get wide and low.
Yeah. Chairman, you probably don't want to talk wrestling with this guy. It doesn't look like he has any fucking clue what he's talking about. And Slomez, if you're out there and you're actually going to listen.
Oh, God, I got a whole.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
We'll say this. Eastland game was on point like I told you it would be with Gomez.
Eastland game was on point, and I apologize. I have cussed in this episode. I did tell you I would try not to as much.
Oh, did we say that?
So you could listen to it in front of your children and your grandchildren and your
great-grandchildren.
And, you know, while you're sitting there making your insurance claims.
Did you get anything accomplished with him with arguing on Thursday?
Or yeah, it was a good argument.
It was.
Yeah. Still nothing changed. We have an A to B player, and it doesn't matter.
Nothing's ever going to change there, man. Really
doesn't matter. I just like the argument.
I know you do, and he loves to argue with you.
I know.
He really does.
I know. And actually, Doc is starting to argue with me about it, too.
Yeah, not, Doc will get in there, but Doc don't argue very well because he gets mad.
No.
I've gotten him mad a couple times.
He's starting to understand that it's more of a laughable matter than anything.
Yeah, it's just a game, man.
And he's getting on to it, and he's getting into it.
Shout out, Doc. We're playing you next week.
Ooh, you're going down, Doc.
And Lil Mitch's dad.
Tony's
a good dude.
Both of you guys are going down.
He's a camper, man. He's got him a spot in, what's that neat place, that park?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those.
Rocky Fork or something like that.
Yeah, I know Rocky Fork.
But maybe even Hocking Hills, actually.
Hocking Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Good, dude. We'll see you guys next week, man. Hopefully you're going down, even though you guys are fucking up on the old man tees.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're on the old man tees.
Ooh. They tried to get me in on that that hole-in-one thing.
Yeah, you had to pay $150 to catch up or something.
I got to pay $100. But then I'm like, well, are we all hitting off the same tees?
No.
No,
they're not. So it's a lot different when we're shooting. I think
if they're hitting off the front tees, don't you think they should get like half?
That's a very good point, Jeff.
Because they've got like half the distance.
That's a very good point, man.
Needless to say, I didn't get in on that. Simply for that reason.
Yeah, and I never got in it because I don't hit them well enough to get a hole in one. I'd have to blade one up there about 100 yards short, let it run up there, catch the right fucking slope of the green to go in.
That's true. Reds are down 4-0.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Is this Hunter Green still pitching? Damn it, man. I told you he needs to step his game up.
He doesn't like being number two. He took that personal.
He shouldn't be a number one the way he pitches, to be honest with you. He's playing good, though, man. We're going to go down and catch a game. I want to try to reach out to somebody at the Reds, man. See if we can do a podcast on him. I bet they wouldn't mind at all. To be honest with you, way up in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, go ahead and reach out.
What'd you do? Just drink the wrong beer?
Yep.
You yum.
Crunchy.
Ugh. Was it a little crunchy? Yeah.
Keep that.
Anything else you want to talk about, man?
There. Yeah, lots of stuff.
Run it.
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Oh.
You don't have anything else?
I mean, we went through pretty much everything.
Wow.
List.
It was really?
Yeah.
That was it?
Where'd my list go?
Oh, man. Whew. How about these NBA playoffs?
Fuck. forgot to put that on my list. Way to hang in there, bro.
How about them?
Way to keep us floating. Before we get into them, won't you tell these people where they can shout out to us or give us any ideas?
Check us out.
Yeah.
Check us out YouTube. You can check us out on Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can catch us there. We do appreciate if you go onto YouTube, you check out our channel, subscribe, like, send us some comments, send us some messages. I assure you, we respond to all comments. Okay, you can also reach us at our Gmail. That's outofboundscincy@gmail.com. I will be honest, we do kind of get flooded with emails that come in there, so it's kind of tough to decipher all of them. It's a lot easier if you go into YouTube, you check us out, and you just throw in some comments. But please do, throw in some comments, throw in some likes, throw some subscribes, share, guys. Share our videos, share our page. Please do all you can. That way we can keep going with what we're doing. That way we can try to bring in, you know, maybe some video, because we're still continuing to try to do that. Unfortunately, we still have audio issues. We're trying to figure out first.
Figure out the audio first
before we can bring in video. But we'd like to get some people in here to do some interviews. We'd like to interview some local people. You know, maybe we get some local ball players, or we can get some local coaches. We can get some local golfers. You know, those are the things that we're trying to do, and we'd like your help doing that. We'd like you to subscribe. We'd like you to like. We'd like you to send comments. We'd like you to share. Share our page. Do those things. We greatly appreciate it. Again, get us on all of all the main podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Podcast, YouTube. Check us out there. We greatly appreciate it.
We do greatly appreciate it. We'd like to greatly appreciate our sponsors at the time, Professional Property Partners. We are a full property management company. Yeah, we can do that too. It says it on our vans, okay? We wouldn't put it on the van if we didn't do that too, okay? Just know that.
Right.
And by Miller Family Auto Group. Good, clean cars.
That's right.
We will not do you wrong. If it's fucked up, we'll get it fixed. Ever our sponsors, we'd like to have
nobody
a
sells
more.
Cars the way we do, period.
Nobody will sell cars, not in a friendly manner, the way we do, period. And it will be very clean, I promise you.
Very much.
We'd like to shout out to any other sponsors that might want to join us. Feel free to reach out to us. We will mention you.
Always.
We will use your products.
Absolutely.
We will do anything we can for you.
Any t-shirt companies out there, any hat companies out there.
Anything like that, man. We will
any people that can build logos, we'll shout it out. You know, this isn't a podcast that only reaches, you know, 10 or 12 people.
No, we are nationwide.
You know, we're nationwide. 10,000 subscribers plus.
Whoa. That might be a stress there, Bub. We're trying to get there.
In my mind.
In his mind, yeah.
In my mind.
We're like 2%, you know.
Yeah.
We're 2% to reach.
We're working hard.
We're working hard
every day of the week.
Every day of the week, we work hard. Shout out any sponsors. Like I said, man, whoever you are.
Shout out. Even if you're local, man, we'll shout you out.
We prefer local.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Any local contractors out there want us to shout you out? Local businesses, local restaurants, doesn't matter. Hook us up. We'll hook you up, man.
We prefer that also.
Always.
We love
always
small business, local small businesses like us.
Absolutely. ShamWow.
Oh my God! Yeah, like he said.
I know you're
NBA Finals, man, and I'm glad you brought that up because
it's a good damn thing that I brought it up.
There was
only 87 games this weekend.
I watched a lot of them too, man. And as much as I like March Madness, I really, really like not as much as March Madness, but the NBA Finals are different, man. I love watching the NBA Finals. I really do. These guys start to play defense. You know, they get tough with each other, and they're trying to fucking win. And, I love it.
It's fun.
I watched Oklahoma City last night for the first time. That young team.
They're good.
They're good.
They're good.
They had their little struggles with the Pelicans, man, but they are very good.
Lakers look old.
LeBron James did show his ass in the first half, but
they look old, dude. They're just old.
He can't run like he used to, man. He's got to sit too many times.
Just old, dude.
I'll tell you who played well is Anthony Davis, though, dude. He's been playing very well, dude.
Well, I mean, the guy
is aggressive, which you really didn't see too much of that a lot in his career. He's not an aggressive attack. Nah, not really, dude.
Before he got to the Lakers, he was.
Maybe.
Before he got to the Lakers, that dude was aggressive.
He kind of gave up on that, but he's being aggressive and attacking the fucking basket.
Gave up on it. Shut up. He's a stud still.
He's a stud, but he's also up there in age.
He's, you know,
the problem is
it gets hurt too much.
We got a couple guys that are injured. Like if Zion Williams was playing, like we said, man, we love seeing him play the other day, and he always gets fucking hurt. And then you have Giannis, who's hurt for the Bucks.
Giannis got hurt, yep.
That's not good either, because they're a good fucking team. They won also.
Damian Lillard. Your guy's playing tonight, though.
35 points in the first half, huh?
Dame lit it up. He lit it up. There's some fun teams to watch, man. There really are. There's some fun teams to watch.
Oh, 100%, man. They're young,
in the playoffs,
too.
And I'm going to tell you, in the West, you don't know who's going to win. You really don't. In the West. In the East, you've got those teams that, they're probably going to win. The
Celtics.
Bucks, probably going to win. Celtics probably going to win. You know, but you get out in the West, man, and you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know what's going to
happen. You know what's going to happen, dude, with these guys.
I don't think the Lakers are going to make it out of this round.
No, I don't think they will, but there's plenty of other teams out there that are going to go far.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think, guys. Send us some comments.
What do you guys think about the NBA Finals? Who you like, who you don't like? I like... Whoa, I don't like that.
I like spilling stuff.
Oh, my God. Are the Spurs... Did Spurs make...
Danny's going to be so mad.
He don't even come here anymore. He don't give a shit.
He does. He does give a shit. He does come here.
When he has to pick up his packages.
Speaking of that, Danny, you got a couple packages here. You're going to have to pick up. And your desk might be sticky and smell like beer.
I like beer. Yeah, that's great. That's nice. Who you like for the NBA? I mean, it's kind of hard to pick right now, but you want to see who you can pick and maybe get a deeper run at it?
I tell you, I like New Orleans.
Whoa, without Zion?
Yes.
Okay.
I do like them without Zion. I don't think they're going to win, but I do like them. I like to watch them.
In the West?
Yes.
Okay.
I like them to go deep.
Okay.
But OKC looks good.
They do look good, dude.
They look good,
They had some jitters this first game, and I think they're going to handle business coming up, man. I really do.
OKC looks good.
Kid Gilchrist or whatever. I didn't even know he was a superstar.
And
like
I've watched, you know, the Knicks might do something.
I don't know what they got other than that Jalen Brunson guy. They play tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how they... Don't spill that one, please. How they play. But I don't know too much about the Knicks team, to be honest with you. I'm curious if Giannis is coming back and when he's coming back, but I like the Bucks.
You like the Bucks?
Yes, I do.
What about the 76ers? You like 76ers? No?
They got Joel Embiid, and they got fucking, what's his name?
What's his name? The Maxey. They got Maxey, too.
Don't like him.
What?
Don't like
him. He's a Kentucky guy.
I don't think they can get past Boston.
Boston will be tough.
Boston is always tough, dude. They're always a well-coached fucking team, dude.
Yeah.
Well, always.
Yeah. It's fun, though.
And I love that it's on every night. Like, you got a couple games, you got something night, to fucking dude. Watch, you know? Yeah,
that is true.
I love having sports to watch, man.
They do it. The way they time a lot of these is real good. Especially the NBA times that stuff well, and they put on enough games every day.
Although the fucking game last night didn't start till 9:30, almost 10 o'clock.
Well, that was the last game.
Yeah, I mean it was, but still.
I mean, shit, you had three games on Saturday.
Game I wanted to see. Well, it was like I want to watch.
That's why they put it on last.
OKC team.
They put it on last, so you watch the rest of them. Yeah. What about Indiana?
Nuh-uh.
No, you don't like them, huh?
Don't like them.
Well, if anybody's in Indiana listening to us, don't worry. It's just Chris that doesn't like
it. I mean, I'm not saying that. I just don't like their odds to go anywhere, to be honest with you.
I got you. I can understand that. I like
that Tyrese Halliburton that plays on our team. He's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, he is.
And what you see with these NBA teams is most of the time you got at least two superstars and then everybody else fills in.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know? I mean, that's just the way it is.
I mean, shit, dude. There's so many games. You got a game going on right now.
Is it the New York Philly game?
Yeah. Yeah, New York Philly now. You got Lakers and Nuggets later, and you got Pacers and the Bucks.
I'll tell you what, man, and I didn't even think about it, but the Nuggets are fucking good, too.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Fuck. They won last year.
Nuggets are good.
You're damn right.
What's
there,
his name?
They got the fucking...
He's going to get MVP again.
You ever see him, dude, on some of them games? He gets scratched the fuck up, dude. He's got, like, scratch marks all over them big, long arms.
I got a feeling those are scars.
No, they're like red scratch marks.
Yeah, I think they're scars. I think they've been there forever. Shut up.
Scars from what? The Serbian fucking prison camp that he was in? What?
Maybe so. He is Czechoslovakian.
I thought he was Serbian.
Well, one of those.
Same difference. Close enough.
Close enough, man.
Probably colder than fuck.
Colder than fuck. And how'd they grow them like this over there?
Wow. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, pretty crazy. You got Lakers and Nuggets at 10.
At 10 o'clock it comes on?
Today, yeah, 10 o'clock. You got Lakers and Nuggets. You got the 76ers and the Knicks going on right now. And the 76ers are up 27-18 on the Knicks.
As we speak,
we need to turn that game on. As a matter of fact, we need to go down to Schmutterbee's and catch the rest of it.
Some of us got to go home eventually here. We got a little late start on this one.
We did get a late start on this one.
I don't understand why we get the shit dialed in.
I don't know.
And it's like this every week. We get it dialed in and we come back and it's all fucking jacked up.
Well,
so jacked up right now, we can't even have our headsets on right now, guys.
No.
I can't listen to anything.
We hope this sounds decent. Can't play this extra stuff that we got. See, that sounds just bad. Bad. I don't know what's going on.
We might need Chairman back in here. Or maybe did he make it worse? Or
well, I think he made it worse. Hell, this shit's probably not even recording. I seen the look you just gave me.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, fuck.
Yep. Well, this was our podcast for this week. Happy Monday, guys.
Happy Monday.
Remember, okay, the weather is turning into, it's coming.
Nice. You know, it's our Midwest weather.
It's our Midwest weather.
It was a little cool over the weekend. But you know what?
Had a winter cap on I had to play with.
Thursday was not. That's when we played beautiful league. That's what it was nice.
That was beautiful.
Very nice.
And we can't express this enough to
springy time
to all the golfers out there, right? And you're out there, the sun.
Sunshine
is shining in your eyes, right? You got your glasses on. Hold that iron, right? Hold it like it's a
iron. I'm grabbing that big stick.
Well, it depends on where you're at, right? You already hit down the middle of the fairway.
I
don't care,
buddy. I just got here.
You're already in the middle of the fairway.
I'm on the first hole.
You're on the part.
I'm grabbing the big stick.
He's always grabbing the big stick.
Grab the big stick.
How you grabbing it, though? How you holding on to that club?
You're gripping it.
Are you tight?
You're tight.
Ooh.
You're tight.
Holding on to it tight?
Tight.
Hold on to it like it's a tube of toothpaste.
No. Yeah. Ring its fucking
neck.
It has
its cap off, and you don't want it to open.
Ring that motherfucker's neck. Let it
too tight.
No, let it know who's boss. Ooh, that was good. That was good. I think the microphone picked that up.
Whoops. Anyway, don't do that.
Oh, that was a little, yeah.
Reach
a little
down,
extra.
Right? And reach down into your loins.
Loins.
Okay?
Get it
you
deep.
Need to feel it from your loins also.
That's generally where I feel it.
Grip that club. Take it back. See ball, hit ball.
Boy. Hello, hit friends.
Ball might be 100 yards to the right. My duck hook it left into the tree line.
It's okay.
Hold that finish.
That's all that matters.
Hold that finish. And if you're playing with an asshole or a prick,
yeah.
Have a cocky finish.
Have a cocky finish. I like that.
Hold a cocky finish.
Hold that cocky finish.
You need to let him know, hey, whatever you just said, yeah, it bothered me.
It don't matter,
it's
though.
Not going to bother my finish.
That's right.
Hold that finish, guys.
Hold that finish. Hold that finish like you just hit it 380 down the middle.
Goddamn, with a little draw, a little butter draw on
it. A little butter draw. Right there in the fizzway, about 10 yards
when
from
you
that
hit it so good, you just know you even got to look up.
You even got to look up.
Feel it.
You just feel it.
Hold that finish. Hold that finish until next week when we come back to you on a Monday.
Yeah, because that's what I'm going to do.
We are out of bounds on the 19th hole. Hope it sounds good. Hope we got this thing dialed in.
Probably not.
Later, guys.
See you.